Obama, listen, we are in the fight, was just one of the rallying cries protesters shouted. Some locked themselves to a gate on ICE property. Federal officials unlocked and arrested them. President Obama last week issued a directive stopping deportations for relatives of active military members. But protesters like Marisa Franco with the National Day Labor Organizing Network said the president should stop all deportations.
The president of this country that has the ability and the authority to make something change with this situation of deportations in this country. Because he talks real pretty when he's trying to get our votes. But now that it's time to act, he hasn't taken the right action.
Franco says most of the arrested protesters are undocumented, but concerning their fate, she says,
we shouldn't be concerned if we actually believe Obama and ICE for its word, that they're not deporting people who are not threats to public safety. And so we're going to see.
So far, the Obama administration has deported more undocumented immigrants annually than the Bush administration. President Obama's campaign platform included immigration reform, but he hasn't been able to deliver. And while some Democrats blame Republicans, protesters like Paulina Helm Hernandez aren't satisfied.
We know that the policy of deportation and detention is actually at the feet of President Obama. He has been the one who has refused to hold deportations. He has been the one who has given our community away, really, to this kind of detention centers and to this super aggressive deportation policy.
In a statement, ICE said it, quote, fully respects the rights of all people to voice their opinion within the confines of the law. As for deportations, ICE said it, quote, focuses first on convicted criminal aliens who pose a threat to public safety. Martha Dalton, WABE News.